Welcome to Briefings and Brief, an audio digest of IT news and information from the Packet Pushers, including vendor briefings, industry research, and commentary. I'm Ethan Banks. It's October 10th, 2017, and here's what's happening. I had a briefing with Path Solutions CTO Tim Titus via a web conference on September 26th, 2017. Who is Path Solutions? They are in the network management space, providing a tool that offers voice over IP and network root cause troubleshooting. Path Solutions talks about minding the gaps, making the point that their solution is supposed to fill in the gaps that general purpose network management systems leave behind. You don't have to configure specific counters to do the monitoring Path Solutions needs to do. Path Solutions is multi-vendor and grabs all the counter data that it needs automatically. You just feed it the proper SNMP credentials and get things started. In this briefing, Path Solutions gave us a live demo of their product to demonstrate its value, and here are my notes from that demo. First up, the appearance of the interface is kind of old school, grids of data with a mix of fixed and variable fonts. It looked like tables with clickable links. So not sexy, but functional. There's a section called Network Prescription that tells you what's going on, and then you can drill down deeper. The prescription is a text definition of conditions that the software detected on a given interface. The Path high-level tab lets you plug in source and destination IP addresses and see every interface, both L2 and L3 along the path to zoom in on a problem. You can also tell what queues are on an interface and what traffic is hitting those queues. One minor shortcoming, you can't tell which physical interface of an Ether channel bundle that the traffic might have gone through, although that's on the roadmap for the next release, Tim Titus mentioned to us. So that Path high-level tab is really one of the key functions of Path Solutions, that showing you exactly how your network, how through your network, two IP addresses communicate to one another interface by interface. Very helpful. There's another tab called Gremlins. The Gremlins tab lets you go back in time to see what was going on a certain number of minutes ago that might have impacted the network. There's a syslog server that's built into the product, and in that Gremlins tab, they are hoping at some point to correlate syslog events with SNMP data so that as a syslog event comes up and there's a spike in SNMP data, they go, oh, these two things seem related. That's coming in the future, they hope. There's a phones tab that gives you a phone report, what the phones are, where they are plugged in. There's an interfaces tab showing, among other things, things like a half duplex report, just kind of a nice in one place. Oh, look, these are half duplex interfaces, things that you should be fixing in an Ethernet environment. There's a call simulation tool. There is a natural language troubleshooting tool via the GUI. So it's kind of like Google, where you can put in a natural language query and get information back out of it. Also, you can do things like ask the Amazon lady for TotalView to check the internet, TotalView being the Path Solutions product name, or, hey, Amazon lady. See, I have one right next to me and don't want her to wake up right now. Hey, Amazon lady, where is 10.1.2.3 connected to the network? And you can get an answer back. So both from the Amazon infrastructure as well as the online natural language troubleshooting. One thing Path Solutions does not do is analyze things like access lists or anything else that would be a part of the configuration where that might be helpful to understand why traffic was dropped at a particular interface. It doesn't parse that. Path Solutions will tell you that the traffic was dropped at a particular interface, but not why necessarily, if it was due to the access list. So what do we think of Path Solutions? In summary, it's aimed squarely at making your life as a network engineer easier if you're trying to keep in front of network quality issues. And they claim that the engine is supposed to enable help desk people to work, quote, above their capability, quote. People seem to mostly use this product as a secondary dive deeper tool in addition to, say, SolarWinds or other primary network management systems. The magic is the automation of data gathering and correlation. Therefore, if you've got an environment that's heavy voice over IP or just sensitive to disturbances in the forest for whatever reasons, Path Solutions might help you get to the root of the problem more quickly than you otherwise would. Not the sexiest interface you've ever seen, but it is certainly serviceable. For more information, surf on up to pathsolutions.com. That was Briefings and Brief from the Packet Pushers. For more IT podcasts, blogs, and news created for engineers, visit packetpushers.net, where you can subscribe for free. And for even more great information, become a member at packetpushers.net/members.